Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Shabbos, daf Kuftes, and we are on the top of Kuftes and Aleph, as we are talking about the issues of Sveikus when it comes to the babies. And remember, we spoke about yesterday the Shita of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, within Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that the whole concept of Tabet Var Mitzvah, that would exempt from a karban, that usually, as we saw the Rambam in Hilchos Shagagos, you always have, if you do it on Veira, that's Chayev Karis B'mezid, is Chayev Shogeg, is Chayev Achatas. But if you are in the world of a mitzvah, so then there's going to be a Ptur. How far does that go? That's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, as we had in our Mishnah. But Rav Chisda said, within Divrei Rabbi Shimon, the top of Kuf Chesem Abeis, that let's say we apply this by the babies on Shabbos and Mila, and also by shechting the wrong carbon in the base of Migdash. So let's say you have shecht a different carbon for L'shem Shlamim, L'shem Carbon Pesach. So that was the question, whether there's a Ptur there. But Rav Chisda said, if there's nobody left in the Azara that needs, again, if there's nobody standing there, then probably he wouldn't do a carbon. But let's say there are a lot of groups there that just shechted and he didn't realize that somebody didn't need, and there's a Kohen that's doing it for all the groups. He thought this one, this animal was going to be, no, it's understandable. Erev Pesach, everything's craziness and balagan. An organized balagan in the base of Megiddo, right? They had those lines of the Kohanim going all the way to the passing the blood, all the way one line and back, first taking and then giving. The Mishnah is described in Pesachim. So if there's nobody left though that has a chi of Karban Pesach, then there's not going to be a Ptur. So the question is, what about the babies? What about the babies? Would the same rule apply by the boys, as we'll see? So, Ilu, Kuftes Manal. There's a number of Shas topics that come up on today's daf. Ilu, Elu Atinoko, Sveikos, Maya David Lan. What do you consider the Tinokos, the children? Kedavar She Yeshlo Kitzva, or Kedavar She Ainlo Kitzva? Are they considered, remember we had yesterday, that Rabbi Shimon Shita is only, when do you say that there's a Ptur, an exemption of the Karban? If it's so, not infinite mamish, but it doesn't have a definite amount. Like Karban Pesach doesn't have a definite amount. It could be tons of Karban Pesach. That's why you have this exemption. You have this Ptur. Remember we said there are two different ways of understanding Devar Sheish Lo Kitzva or Ein Lo Kitzva. That was the machlokas we had yesterday in Amar Aleph between Rabbi Yosa and Rabbi Yirmiyah. Does it mean that Hashem didn't have any number in mind? Or you aren't able to discern, you know, how many there are? So, by the Karban Pesach, yeah, both factors. There's tons of Karbanos. Hashem didn't decide, designate how many specific Karbanos Pesach there will be. And, you can't tell, you're a Kohen, you can't tell how many there are. But by the babies, there's a big nafkamina. So, do you consider the baby, there's three babies here, that's not hard. Hashem did not say how many babies will get meal on Shabbos, but the other definition of, it's hard for me to know, so it's not hard for me to know. So what do you consider this case? What do you consider this case? So says the Gemara. So we're going to add in a line here. The carbon aids on the third line. Hachi garsinan. Im tav dinun kedavar she'ein lo kitzva. So if you treat it as a davar she'ein lo kitzva, meaning the definition of Hashem didn't designate how many, you know, how many babies will get a bris milah on Shabbos. If you designate it as that, a davar she'ein lo kitzva, so then afilu ein sham tinok acher lamul. Even though if there would be no other baby that needs a bris milah, we'll still say a mistake is okay and you'll get a ptur. Because if it's categorized halachli as davar she'ein lo kitzva, then we'll say automatically it's davar she'ein lo kitzva, and you're toa bedvar mitzvah in some realm, therefore you're going to be pater, even if there's no other babies left. But v'im, now back to the Gemara, v'im tav dinin kadavar she'ein lo kitzva, but if you consider the boys, the bris milah case, as a davar she'ein lo kitzva, meaning you could see them, all could see how many their babies there are, then we will limit the exemption. Only if there is another baby there that has to get a bris milah today, and you messed up and you made a mistake, that's what we say you have the exemption. But if there's no other baby there, that he already had the bris milah this morning or yesterday, well, we had the machlokas yesterday about that, so then that would be, the Ptur would only be there. So again, that's the Gemara's question. What do you consider our case? Again, the Karban Pesach case, you have both definitions. It's for sure a davar she'ein lo kitzva. But what about the baby's case? Is that considered a davar she'ein lo kitzva, like Karban Pesach, or a davar she'ein lo kitzva? So Amar Rabbi Yosa, Mileon de Rabbanan, somebody added into Taman, the Rabbanan hold, Avdun lon kedavar, we switched the girsa, she'ein lo kitzva. We consider it tzava sheish lo kitzva, meaning it has a definite amount, and therefore the patur is limited. And therefore, only if there was another child there that was supposed to get bris milah today, and you messed up and gave the wrong one, then we'll say, you know what? There was a mitzvah in front of you that you were trying to do that you didn't do. We'll say you're patur from a karban chatas. But otherwise, if there's no other child there, then we would not allow that. Period. Ad kan, that section finishing up. So Isa Chamis, now that's right, that's the Tashma of the Yerushalmi. Isa Chami, come and see. Come and see. Hikdim Zmanos. Now we're going to ask the question that we already mentioned in the last year and 2 days ago shir. Right, we're going to ask the question of the stira between the Resha and the Seifa of our Mishnah. Remember, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, you have a Moel. If the Resha said, if you do the Friday baby on Shabbos, everybody agrees you're chayav a karban. Even though you did a mitzvah. You did a day late, you did a mitzvah. If you do, the Seifa said, if you do the Shabbos baby on, the Sunday baby on Shabbos, that's a machlokas. So ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yeshua, why would you be patur in the Seifa and chayiv in the Resha? Isn't it better if you did a mitzvah? So Isachami, hikdim zmano patur. The Seifa of the Mishnah says that if you did it too early, you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you're patur according to Rabbi Yeshua. Icher zmano chayiv? Right, if you delayed the Resha of the Mishnah, right, if you did it, too late, you're gonna be chayiv, doesn't make sense. Right, it should be the opposite, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Gemara has two answers. Two answers. First answer, change the girsa. That's always an easy one. Rafuna Amar, chilufin imathisa. Right, switch it. Switch the girsa. Meaning the resha should say putter. Meaning where you did the mitzvah, you're putter. Where you didn't do the mitzvah, that's the machlokas. Detani Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo nechlu Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, amisha yalamul achar ha-shabbos, umalu bishabbos shechayiv. Everybody agrees that if you did the bris milah too early, a Sunday baby on Shabbos, then for sure you're chayiv. And that's the seifa of the Mishnah. Again, that's not our girsa, but that's what the this version is. The alman nechleku amishahayo lo lamul be'erev Shabbos, umalu b'Shabbos. Supposed to get bris milah on Friday, and you did it the day late. Right? You did it on, you definitely did a mitzvah. There, Reb Elezer mechayiv chatas, Reb Elezer said, no, Reb Elezer does not hold of the principle of tov b'dvar mitzvah. And therefore, he says in that case, you're still chayiv achatas. Rabbi Yeshua poter. And Yeshua says pater. In that case, because he holds, as long as you were trying to do a mitzvah, even though you weren't successful, it's still not chayiv a karban. So first answer to Gemara is fine, switch the girsa. Rabbi Yeshua says, oh, if you did a mitzvah, then you are going to be pater. If you didn't do a mitzvah, you're going to be chayiv. Let's flip the girsa of the Mishnah. Number two, and this is what we alluded to yesterday, Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Rabbi Yossi Barbun gives a different answer in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Min koshi makshi la Rabbi Yanai. From this question, Rabbi Yanai found difficulty. And what was his answer? Again, what's our question? The Seifa of the Mishnah, you did not do a mitzvah. The Seifa of the Mishnah, you did not do a mitzvah. You did it too early. And there Rabbi Yeshua says, Potter. In the Resha, where you did a mitzvah, you did a Friday baby on Sunday, on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv? No, you should be patur there too. So we're going to explain. Know what the Resha means? You flipped the babies. You flipped the babies. You didn't just do the Friday baby on Shabbos. You did the Shabbos baby on Friday, and then the Friday baby on Shabbos. So by the time you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, there was no baby for you to do today. And even though you ended up mauling this baby a day late, but you weren't supposed to maul any baby right now. That's the case. So vahu sheshachach umal shal Shabbos pe'erev Shabbos. Right, that's how we mentioned that yesterday already in the shir. That was what Rabbi Yanai answered. How he answered the question. Fine. One more section to this line, to this sugya. Rav Ada bar Ava Amar zu devei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon. Everything we've said up until now, we had two versions of the machlokas tanoim, one from Rabbi Meir, one from Rabbi Shimon, but they both agree that you need some realm of a mitzvah. Aval divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has the most expansive view of the patur of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. Afilu davar she'ein ba'asiyas on mitzvah. Even if there's no mitzvah at all, Rabbi Yossi would say, if you think you're doing a mitzvah, which Rabbi Yossi will get to, but Hashem a little bit later on the daf. If you think you're doing a mitzvah and you're excited about it, as we'll see, that's enough for Rabbi. Ho v'tov l'shem mitzvah pater. Since you were tov l'shem mitzvah, you're still your pater. Right, so your potter, he had the most flexibility. We'll see. You don't even need a baby there. You don't need a baby there from this morning. Right, we'll see. He has the most flexible. One of the examples we're going to see is you just carry your lulav outside on Sukkos because you're just excited about the mitzvah. There's no Erev. You already picked it up. You already yotze. You're not chayav a carbon chatas. Well, it's still, you know, lulav. Okay, we'll see. Next. So we'll see where Rabbi Yossi is based on the following. Pirish. So this is a brisa that's quoted in the Bavli. You might remember it from Shabbos Kuflamid Gimel or so, where the Gemara talks about the different types of strands of skin by a bris milah that have to be removed. Those called tzitzan ma'akvenes amila, the strands that have to be removed, and the tzitzan shein ma'akvenes amila that are not ma'akiv the milah, and it's a milah even if you don't remove those strands. So the brisa says, pirish, once you finish doing the milah, eino choser ela al tzitzan ma'akvenes amila, then you only go back. I'm a mo'al, I finished the milah, I'm putting away my stuff, and then somebody says, you know, you missed some strands there. So do you go back? So if it's strands that make him not a mahul, then I have to go back. But if it's other tzitzin that are not ma'akiv, I don't go back. That's all the brisa says. Rashi adds in one word. Rashi there, where the brisa comes up in Shabbos, b'Shabbos. Rashi says, what you're talking about here is b'Shabbos. Meaning, if it's on a weekday, of course you go back. Well, why wouldn't you go back to fix it up and make it perfect? So Rashi says, we're talking about an issue of Shabbos, chilul Shabbos, which means, generally, if I'm involved in the mitzvah, so then I could do even the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvenes amila. That's the chiddush of the Torah. You're doing a ma'is amila, you do it perfectly. Even the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvenes amila. I once heard Shlomo Zalman Paskins, the Nishmat Avram quotes this. Let's say somebody requires stitches on Shabbos, and the doctor could do stitches, three stitches, and he could sew it up, and that would be enough preventative in order to make it not get infected. And he can fix it, do three stitches, but it will look terrible. It'll look terrible. You could do another six stitches and make it like it's supposed to be. So what do you do? What do you do? Three stitches, chil Shabbos. Right? You let me chil Shabbos just to prevent any danger. Says Shlomo Zalman, tzitzin she'ena ma'akven. That's his answer. Meaning, when you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, you're supposed to do it in the most beautiful way possible, l'shem the mitzvah. Just like Mila, do the tzitzin she'ena ma'akven. Once you finish, if you're already putting in three stitches and you're done, you can't go back. But to do it in the first place, to do it in the normal way, that's where Shlomo Zalman brings a raya from the tzitzin she'ena ma'akven. So according to Rashi, this is talking about on Shabbos. So pireish, if you stop doing the Mila, you only go back for the tzitzin ma'akven. While you're doing it, you do everything. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, divi Rabbi Yossi, afilu pirish. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, according to Rabbi Yossi, even if he stopped doing the Mila, I think, Rabbi Yochanan says, I think Rabbi Yossi would allow you to go back. Choser afilu atzitzin she'ena ma'akvenes amila. Even though that's just because of hider mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says elsewhere. It's just hider mitzvah to do the tzitzin she'ena ma'akven. Rabbi Yossi would say, you could go back even for the tzitzin she'ena ma'akven, hider mitzvah on Shabbos. Where do you know that from? Hai Dein Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi are we talking about? So Hai Detania Taman is Rabbi Yossi that mentions, that talks about over there. Rabbi Yossi says, Taman Taman, Rabbi, the Mishnah in Sukkah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yad Barisha Shachach Chalias B'Shabbos, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when they shook Lulav, even on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's the first day of Yantif, Shachach Vahos Yisalulav, Shaz Rabim, somebody carries their Lulav to the street, and Lachora, they already owe to their mitzvah. Right, because what does the Gemara, what does Chazal say? Mita agbei, nafik bei. The second you pick it up, you yotzei. That's why we pick it up with the esrog upside down to make the bracha beforehand. But if you picked it up, you were yotzei. So he's carrying his lulav out. The mitzvah's done. And Rabbi Yossi says, you put it from chatas. Why are you carrying out the lulav if you already yotzei the mitzvah? Hider mitzvah. Maybe you want to be like Anshei Yerushalayim. Remember the Bavli, Sukkah Mem Aleph. But Anshei Yerushalayim used to walk around the whole day with their lulavs. So hider mitzvah, Rabbi Yossi says, if you do that, there's no karban. Because hider mitzvah is enough to pater you from the karban. It's already considered hotzio birshus, considered rishus of the mitzvah. So says Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yossi says that by lulav, l'chora he would say that even by tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin. Even by the tzitzin that are that ma'akiv, right? Rabbi Yossi would allow you to go back on Shabbos. That's the putting together of these issues. Let's just finish the flow and then we'll make two comments. The Gemara says, "Apasakat shomila kain." Would you say the same thing according to Rabbi Yossi? A mo'al did the bris milah, but he's so in love with bris milah, he's just so excited that he had a bris today that he walked outside with his milah knife still in his hand, right? He just like was so excited about it, or the matzah cane. What about matzah? You ate matzah already. And let's say it's Shabbos Yantif, right? And you walked outside with your matzah. So you're going to say, would Rabbi Yossi say your putti there too? What's the question? Why wouldn't he say you're potter? If he says it by lulav, if he says it by mila, why wouldn't you say it? Beautiful. Rav Chayyilevsky alludes to this, but doesn't flesh it out totally, and that is, by lulav, the mitzvah is netilas lulav. So even though you were yotzi right when you picked it up, when you walk out with it, you could say that's an expanded way of doing the mitzvah. Right? By the tzitzit sheinu ma'akvin, mila, fine, the maisa mila is done. But even when you do the tzitzit sheinu ma'akvin, you can still say that's part of the definition of the mitzvah mila. But carrying matzah, that's not. Would you say that? Okay, if you have a general sense of, oh, he's still excited. Okay, would Rabbi Yossi go that far? Right? Because this reflects the idea, we've had shiurim about this in the past, that there are minimal ways of doing a mitzvah and maximal ways of doing a mitzvah. Even if I do it in the maximal way, maybe that's the lumnus of Rabbi Yossi. The reason that you're allowed to do it is because it's still considered part of the ma'isa mitzvah. It's not stam, you're excited about it. Not chibuv mitzvah. Remember we said the Rambam writes, Nuchas Achamitzu Matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Leil Pesach. Once you eat a kezias, you're yotzei. So if you're medayik, or if Sternbach is medayik in that Rambam, and other achronim, it says the mitzvah to eat matzah. Whatever matzah you eat on the night of Pesach is part of the mitzvah. You're right, once you did, one kezias, you're yotzei. Or, right, the mitzvah, the Gemara says in Brachas, beginning of the second parak, in the Bavli, the Gemara has a question about being mafsik. And the Gemara says, you can't be mafsik, right? I'll read the Gemara, Brachas. I'll read the Gemara, it's Daf Yudalit or so. The Gemara talks about there, relating to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Right? What's the mitzvah of Kriyat? The Gemara doesn't talk about Kriyat Shema, but we have a kasha from that shita. What's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Daraisa? Four shitas. Ramban, first pasik. Rashi, first parsha. Tosfos, first two parshias. Rambam, all three. Parshios. So there's a kasha on the Ramban. The Ramban. Why? Because at the beginning of the second parak in Brachas, Daf Yudalid, the Gemara says, are you allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Megillah or Hallel? Right? So Amrina, so the Gemara says, well, Kavachomer, it should be a Kavachomer. Kriyashma, which is Deoraisa, you're allowed to be mafsik. So Hallel Durabanan, of course you can be mafsik. If you can be mafsik during Kriyashma, of course you can be mafsik during Hallel. What do you say? Pursuing Nisa Adif. So, but the Gemara's lashon is, Kriyishma you can be mafsik, and that's daraisa. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah is pasuk one. You can't be mafsik during the first pasuk. What's the Gemara talking about? It has to be, the Nitziv explains, it has to be that according to the Ramban, even though the minimal way of doing the mitzvah of Kriyishma is the first pasuk, but if you do larger, if you maximize and you do the first parish of the second, that's still considered part of the mitzvah according to the Ramban. Right, or again, this comes up, shofar, right? Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah asks, how do we not violate Baal Tosef by blowing so much? We blow so much, how do we not violate Baal Tosef? So Tosfos says, you can never violate a mitzvah by doing it more times. If a kohen duchens five times, let's say it's a fast day, kohen duchens twice, right? There's no violation, right? The Rashba says that you can never violate Baal Tosef if you're doing what the Rabbanan told you to do. But others say, no, there's no Baal Tosef. What does it say in the Torah? How much shofar do you have to blow? Blow. Yom Trua. It's a day of Trua. The Levush says, as much as you blow, you blow. Yom Trua. That's not Baal Tosef. It's all included. So maybe that's all one side of the Gemara's question here. When Rabbi Yossi says that any type of mitzvah, even chibuv mitzvah, is included, maybe that's only by Mila and by Lulav, where you could say it's still part of the definition of the mitzvah, but just carrying matzah and carrying the mila knife, that's done. That's not part of the mitzvah. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, Mima derma Rabbi Yochanan, divir Rabbi Yossi, afilo piresh, choza afilo atzis shein ma'akvin, esamila. From the fact that the Gemara says that you can go back even for atzis shein ma'akvin, the Gemara assumes that's totally extra. Ha da'amra afilo besakhan shol mila kain, afilo matzah kain. So the Gemara, again, how to understand this Gemara. So one way to understand the Gemara, the Pasha Pshat, you might say, is that you see it applies to even things that are totally external, that are not needed, and therefore he would allow even matzah and the mila knife. According to how we explained it, it's not really such a, you got to work at it more. Because no, the point is if you still could say, once you finish the maisa and to do tzitzit shein ma'akvin, that's not called a maisa mitzvah anymore, if you already had a break. You have to explain that in that way. And that's how Pajit tried. Because you might have said, no, Mila's different. Okay. There is an important comment to the Briska Rav. This whole brisa that we just quoted, and the pashup shot the achronim say is like Rashi, right? That this brisa that we just had, pireish. If you're not involved in the meal anymore, you only go back for tzitzin hamaakfin, not for tzitzin shein hamaakfin. So Rashi says one word, bishabbos. The Rambam quotes this not on Shabbos. The Rambam quotes this not on Shabbos, which means the Rambam says on a Tuesday, if somebody, if a mole's doing bris mila and he left and he finished the mila pireish and he has to go back only for tzitzin shemaakfin. If he already did the mila, he's not allowed to go back for tzitzin shein hamaakfin even on a weekday. That's chavala. That's wounding. It's wounding. When you're doing the mitzvah, fine. What do you see from there? So the Brisker Rav says, you know what you see from that Rambam? You can never have hiddur mitzvah independent from the mitzvah itself. Once you did the mitzvah, you're done. You can never have hiddur mitzvah separate. And therefore the Rambam says, on a weekday, if you're doing the mitzvah, do it in a mehudar way. But once you did the ikra mitzvah, you're done. And therefore you can no longer do hiddur mitzvah, and that's how the Rambam understands that brisa, and the Rambam says, it's a machlok, the Brisker Rav says in Hilchos Chanukah, this machlok is Rashi Rambam, is Lishitasam to Hilchos Chanukah, but we're not getting into that, right now. The base, all the Salvatics, I think it was the base of Levi, all of the generations related this Brisker Rav to the Shaila on Sukkos. If somebody brings me two Esrogim, one is gorgeous Shabbat gorgeous. It's the most beautiful Esrog I've ever seen in my life, but it's a Suffolk Moorkov. It might not be an esrog. It might be a lemon. That's one. And then I have another esrog that he brings me. That's kosher. It's kosher. It's not muhudr. Not muhudr at all, but it's vade kosher. So he brings me both of them. He's like, here, I have a present for you. Here. So fine. So I'm going to take both of them because I want to get the hiddur and I want to, which one do you shake first? Which one do you pick up first? So the Beis Halevi, Reb Chaim, whichever Salvechik, fill in the blank. Right, in the most kabbalistic way, I don't mean that they all discuss this. They said, take the Suffolk Murkav first. What do you mean? I would have thought, do the mitzvah vade first. Take the one that's vade kosher. So the Brisker Rav says, no, based on this Rambam. No, because if you take the vade one kosher first, then you're done. There's no hiddur separate from the mitzvah. And therefore you're finished. Better to take the mehudr one, Suffolk kosher, because then at least you're doing it l'shem. It's not a hefsek because you're doing it l'shem the mitzvah. And if this is kosher, awesome. And if not, you'll have to do the other one. So that was, we had a Shabbos HaGadol Drash about this, I think a couple of years ago. But that's the message of the Rambam and that Brisker Rav. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Again, there's a lot more there on Amud Aleph also. Hidur mitzvah. But we'll continue. Katan Nemo. L'shmona l'tisha l'asara l'chadas l'shem asar. A child, a baby boy, could get bris milah on day 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12, even if they're not sick, right? If they're sick, they can get bris mila on day 174, right? But if they're not sick, if it's just because of when they were born, it could go from day 8 through day 12. Lo pachas v'yoser, not more, not less. How? Kidarko lishmona, regular baby boy, born mazel tov, bris mila is on day 8. Nolad ben hashmashos, if he's born twilight, between Tuesday and Wednesday, you're not sure if it was Tuesday or Wednesday, so you're always err on the latter side. As we said in the last daf, you don't want to be too early. You could be too late. So if it's Tuesday or Wednesday, you assume it's Wednesday. So really, that could be maybe day 9. Nima Letitia. That would be a day 9 baby. What happens if it's Ben Hashmashah's Erev Shabbos? Baby is born Friday night at twilight. So you can't do it on Friday because maybe it's a Shabbos baby. You can't do it on Shabbos because maybe it's a Friday baby. So do it Sunday, which is Vadai wrong, but it doesn't matter. That's 10. Nima Lasara. Because maybe it was a Friday baby, which is day 8, and then Shabbos would be, that Sunday would be day 10. Yom Tov Lacha Shabbos, what if Yom Tov is on Sunday? So then, Nima Lachadasar, then you go to Monday. Shnei Yom Tov Vim Rosh Hashanah, and what if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Monday? Right? Which we can have nowadays, but again, right? Lo Adu Rosh, but in the days of old, they could have it. Nima L'Shem Asar, that's 12. So if a baby is born Ben Hashmashas on Friday night, and Rosh Hashanah is theoretically Sunday, Monday, you do the Bris Mila Tuesday, which is day 12. There's a diak of the Rishonim. Well, the question is it a diak? Why does the Mishnah say the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Why not Yantav Sheni? Other Yantav Shenis. Yantav Sheni Chutz Laretz. Why does the Dafka say 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? So the Rambam says, because Yantav Sheni, you could do a Mila Shelo Bizmana. That's the diak of the Mishnah. The Rambam holds that Mila Shelo Bizmana is Docha Yantav Sheni in Chutz La'aretz. And therefore you'd be able to do Bris Mila. It's a Suffolk Chi of Kares for another day. So the Rambam says, and it says on this Mishnah, right, this is the Raya. Because why does the Mishnah say only 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Say any Yantav. Any 2 days. The second day is the Rabbanan anyway. So therefore, that's the Rambam's Shita, that Mila, right, so I brought it. The Rambam says here, in Aleph Tezvav, V'doche Yantav Sheni. Right, Ein Adocha Lo'os Yantav Rishon, V'doche Yantav Sheni. V'shei Yantav Shaltam Rosh Hashanah, Ein Adocha Lo'os Rishon Lo'os Hashani. Rosh Hashanah is different. We know Rosh Hashanah, this is different. That's the Rambam Shita. The other Rishonim, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, all argue. Rabban, Rashba, Ritva all argue and say, no, even though the Mishnah sounds that way. Says the Ritva. I'll read you the Ritva. Right here. Kuf Lamed Zion in Shabbos. Mikani Rayal HaRambam. I'll read. Sounds like the Rambam. The other Shani Shogali Yasmi Lishlobis Mana Dochosa. Mitalo Nakat El Shneyam Tol Rosh Hashanah. Aval Ze Ein Araya. Says the Ritva. Not such a strong Raya. Ela Shetamad Tanakama Be'eretz Yisrael Koi. The Mishnah was written in Israel. In Eretz Yisrael. So we're giving an afkamina that would be in Eretz Yisrael. The afilu bismana ze ain on osim yantif el yantif rishon. The less luhu minagavasim biadayim. So the only 2 days yantif they would have in Eretz Yisrael is Rosh Hashanah. That's why they gave that. Aval Rosh Hashanah osim sheyam afilu bismana shemiz milish kayam bishosha ad shad lavan miskasebo shachodish miskasebo vichul. So machlokas rishonim whether this mishnah is really a diak. Right, the Rosh and the Rosh also agrees. With the Chachmei Sfarad. Good. Katan achol, le'in malon osashi yavri. A katan who is ill, he doesn't get a mila until he gets healthy, as we saw the important lashon of the Rambam in the previous shiurim, that you could do mila on another day, but you can never bring back a Jewish soul. Gemara. Yesh katan imo liyomo. The Mishnah says you can have a bris mila on day 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. The Gemara says you can have one on day 1. Day 1. Yesh katan imo liyomo. You can have one on day 1. Hey Chavita, how could I have one on day 1? Yeladav Yachachlis Gaira. What if a non-Jewish woman converts? Right? She has a baby in the morning and she converts in the afternoon. So that baby has to be a convert. Right? Baby's not Jewish, born to a non-Jewish mother. So do bris mila that afternoon, right? Ger Katan. Yelav Yachachlis Gaira, Nimo Liyomo. So he gets mila that day. Nizgaira Akach Yolda, if she happened to convert first and then give birth, Nimo Lishmona. Then it'll be a just regular 8-day baby. There is another. Remember, if the Gemara is going to talk about this here, but remember in the Bavli, the Gemara talks about it, right? Kuf Lamed Hey. Remember, the Gemara says there, Machlokes, Rav Asi and Abaya, but I think Rav Asi is the one that says, only, Nima Lashmol is only for a baby whose mother is Tmei Aleda. But based on Sukkim in Tazria, if the mother is Tmei Aleda, then the baby gets Bismillah on day 8. If the mother is not Tmei Aleda, then Bismillah is on day 1. Not on day 8. So which woman is not Tmei Aleda? Caesarean section. If the baby is born caesarean section, so then the mother does not have Tumas Leda. According to Rav Asi, you do Bris Mila on day 1. Abaya argues on that, and we paskin Sveka Dedina. We don't know what to paskin. And therefore we're machmer. We don't do it on day 1 because that might be too early. But if there's a caesarean section baby born on Shabbos, it's not Doch the following Shabbos. Not Doch, you do it on the following Sunday. Because maybe the Bris Mila is supposed to be on day 1. Right, so you don't know. So that's another example of a day 1 baby, possibly. Day 1. Weiter. Yaakov ish kvar nevoria, shal Rabbi Chagai. The next question and answer is awesome. Right, we've spoken about Ben Hashmashas many times in the past, but I wasn't familiar or didn't remember this line right here. Every time you talk about Ben Hashmashas, you gotta talk about this. Says Rabbi Yaakov ish kvar nevoria, says, if it's Ben Hashmashas, why do you have to do it the following day? You have to do it on the day 9. Right? If the baby is born Tuesday night, so he should have a bismillah exactly the same moment, the following Tuesday night. That's it. What's the svara of that question? Well, let's wait. What's the rejection? The Gemara answers it and rejects it and says, no, let me just say this. The Achronim all say Tzarech Iyan. Chaim Kadievsky here, all Achronim wonder Tzarech Iyan. Ben Hashmashas is Savi Yom Savi Laila. You're not to do bismillah at night. What's the Gemara's question? Well, whenever it is, you're getting day 8. But maybe it's night 8. So what's the Havamina? So Rav Chanievsky says, maybe the Yerushalmi holds that only Vade Laila is Pasul for a Bris Mila, but Safik Laila is Mutter for a Bris Mila. Tzarachim. Okay, but either way, it's great lumdis for Ben Hashmashas just to do it then. And Amarle, so Rav Chagai answers, no. Ilo Havin Ana Va'at Alein, B'tchad Tara, Zom Havin and Yecholim Mechavna. If we would walk into the door, into the gate, at the exact same time, together, would it really be exact? Probably, no. Yeshul and Samsem, one of us would get probably in front of the other one. You can't be so exact. Meaning, what's the answer? You can't be so exact in Ben Hashmashas either. What's the maskana? The Gemara seems to be saying, Banish Mashas is, there's some moment in time that switches from day to night. Therefore, who says you can't be so exact as the following week. What was the Havamina? Banish Mashas is a unit. Banish Mashas is Suffolk, it's a din suffolk, as we like to say, with many rayas, the Ritva in Yuma Daf Em Zayin that Rav Soloveitcher like to quote. But this Havamina Maskana of Banish Mashas is very fascinating. Okay, let's do a little more. Shmuel Amar, Achas Tochama Mamtina Lo Shloshim Yom. Shmuel says if a baby has a fever and is ill, you have to wait 30 days after the fever gets better. The Bavli does not have that. The Bavli has 7 days. That's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. If a baby is chole kol gufo, you have to wait 8 days, basically, after the baby gets better. When is kol gufo? When is just a little yellow jaundice? That's up to the moel on the doctors to figure out. Osam shloshim yom. I guess we'll start this for 1 minute. Osam shloshim yom alachilo chalev chuma. In those 30 days that this baby is sick, it's after day 8, but the baby's sick, he doesn't get bris milah yet. In those 30 days, could you give him chalev, milk of chuma? How do you get milk of chuma? It's some type of liquid that comes out of grain, right? Could you give a baby, this baby, Cohen, doesn't have a bris milah yet. So he's an RL, and RL is not allowed to get benefit from chuma. So is this boy called an RL? It's after day 8, but he's sick. He's not supposed to have the milah yet. So, or, mala suchan shemet chuma. Could you smear him with chuma oil? Can you smear him with chuma oil? So like Mara said, just be him in Adam. RL, v'chalat tzmeim, lo yochlu b'chuma. V'shev avdeim yochlu. The Mishnah says in Yevamos, beginning of Perek RL, RL can't eat chuma, period. Carbonada says, sounds like across the board. Doesn't matter why you're an RL. You could have the greatest reason why you're an RL. You're still an RL. And therefore, you can't eat chuma, so we assume that this means during those 30 days, you cannot smear the baby with chuma. Similarly, Rav Acham Shem, Rabbi Tanchum Barchia, Ein Arla, Elam Yom Shmini V'Olahalan. Arla starts from day 8. But once it starts, it starts. Once it starts, it starts. And it's not going to, there's no allowance. V'tani Kenim, we have a brice that says a beferish. Kol Shloshim Yom, Atzer L'Achilo Chalev Chuma, L'Suchu Shemen Chuma. Right? All 30 days, he can't. Put this after day 8. If it was before day 8, then it's mutter. He's not an RL yet. It's clear from the Gemara. That's the assumption. If it's before day 8, it's allowed. If it's after day 8, it's not allowed, even though it's not his fault. What the Gemara is going to start with next time is, we've quoted this Yerushalmi, what about Lelches? Lele Shmini Ma Davidle. What about Lelches? So we'll leave it there, and we'll start with that, Beth Hashem, next time.